Your North Iowa news continues on KCHA. A judge has ruled that Northeast Iowa Community College was justified in its termination of former president Dr. Herbert Riedel. Riedel was placed on administrative leave last October after a series of closed sessions among NICC Board of Trustees. According to an NICC statement, a private hearing was held in Des Moines in late March before an administrative law judge regarding the proposed termination of Riedel's employment contract with the Kelmer-based college. On May 20th, the ALJ issued a decision affirming the termination of Riedel and found that just cause supported the NICC Board of Trustees' decision to terminate him. The NICC statement claims Riedel failed to make improvements in building trust with leadership, staff, and other college stakeholders, nor did he create an open, respectful, and diplomatic relationship and reputation with students and staff and bettering relationships with community partners. Riedel has 30 days to appeal the judge's decision. The former president has also filed suit against the Board of Trustees, alleging it violated open meeting laws when discussing his performance and job details during a closed session in June of last year. According to court documents, the college denies violating laws when it voted to implement a performance plan for Riedel to follow. Riedel became NICC president on July 1, 2022. Vice President of Finance and Administration Dave Doms has been serving as acting NICC president since last October. New Hampton Community Schools are participating in the Summer Food Service Program for the months of June and July. Jody Serwinski, Director of Food Service, says grab-and-go meals will be provided to all children without charge, are the same for all children, and there will be no discrimination in the course of the meal service. Meals will be provided by signing up with New Hampton Community Schools, although the program is available to children throughout Chickasaw County. If you do not sign up, you may still stop by for food, but priority will be given to those who have signed up ahead of time. Distribution of meals will be Tuesdays and Thursdays from 11:45 a.m. to 12:05 p.m. at Immaculate Conception Catholic Church in North Washington and from 12:20 to 12:40 p.m. at the city parking lot in Alta Vista. Tuesday meals will include 2 days' worth of breakfast and lunches plus 1 gallon of milk for the week. Thursday meals will include 3 days' worth of breakfast and lunches. The first delivery day will be next Tuesday, June 4th, with the last day set for July 30th. Contact Serwinski at New Hampton Community School District with questions or for more information. A pair of Charles City students are among the hundreds of Iowa High School theater students from across the state who have been rehearsing at the Des Moines Civic Center for tonight's final performance of the annual Iowa High School Musical Theater Awards Showcase. Broadway actress Ryan Redman is hosting the show, which she says comes at the favorite time of year for high school performers.
Looking forward to just being around all people that have the same mindset as you and the same love of theater that you do, and just getting all in the same room and sharing the same love for musical theater.
Redman adds that the showcase celebrates more than just the students who make it on stage.
Everybody who is involved in putting these shows up, so the directors, the technical crew behind the stage, the costume designers, the moms who help out backstage and make the costumes and do the makeup. So, you know, it's just really celebrating those people that have made that happen.
Blake Haft and Savannah Baldus will represent Charles City by performing in a collaborative inter-school medley led by a guest Broadway music director and choreographer. The Charles City High School Theater Department will also receive a couple of awards for their production of Godspell last November. The showcase will begin at 7 o'clock tonight and will be live-streamed online statewide through Iowa PBS. The Waterloo Visiting Nurses Association will be closing its doors at the end of the month after almost a century of work in Blackhawk and Bremer counties and beyond in northeast Iowa. Executive Director Annette Burke says, like many nonprofit health organizations, the Waterloo VNA has seen diminishing private donations and minimal Medicare reimbursement.
With all of that, it has all combined into the perfect storm, and that we just are no longer able to provide services and still cover the overhead.
Burke says staffing has also become a major issue.
Very difficult to get and retain nurses and nurses' aides, which are They are the ones who are the meat of the industry.
The Waterloo VNA has provided a variety of services, including nutrition classes, blood pressure checks, and immunization clinics. Other VNAs are still operating in the state in Council Bluffs, Iowa City, and Dubuque. North Iowa Area Community College of Mason City is celebrating School Board Recognition Month by honoring the dedicated members of its Board of Directors. NIAC President Steve Schultz said, "We are incredibly grateful for the hard work and dedication of our Board of Directors. Their vision and leadership are essential to our ability to serve our students and community effectively. During School Board Recognition Month, we want to express our deepest appreciation for their unwavering commitment to NIAC." The NIAC Board of Directors consists of Kathy Roddinghouse of Charles City, who is the Board President, David Steffens Jr. of Lake Mills, Dave Moore of Clear Lake, John Rowe and Dr. Stephanie Nettleton, both of Mason City, Doug Krabby of Osage, Andy Joltseth of Northwood, Deborah Hill of Garner, and Nikki Prantner of Hampton. Tonight on Fab Oldies, 1580 AM and 103.3 FM KCHA, it's Charles City High School softball, the Comets at New Hampton. Broadcast time 7:10 with the Mills Incorporated pregame show, first pitch at 7:30. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. That's your North Iowa News on KCHA, also available online at kchanews.com.